So as you know, I've been working on assessing the best way to have home power storage in order to get completely off-grid and to do it in a way that is economical. I haven't yet solved it, but I have some progress to share with you and give you a little indication of where my own research is going on this. So first of all, it's entirely possible to go completely off-grid today if you have a lot of money to spend on it, you know, $50,000 plus typically, and if you have enough space to put on a lot of solar panels and you're willing to buy a diesel generator and have on-site diesel storage as well. But those things are, you know, that's tricky for most people. That's that combination. Not everybody's got a setup where they can just put a 500-gallon diesel tank in their side yard or whatever, right? So also just the money factor is really huge for a lot of people. And today's batteries, you know, I've assessed the rack mount batteries, the lithium ion that are typically available in 48 volts or 51 volts. They're very capable. They're very good. But if you want them to be UL listed, which is a safety standard, then they're going to cost. You know, a typical 5 kilowatt hour rack mount battery, not only is it very heavy, some of them are, you know, 80 pounds or something, or 100 pounds in some cases. They're heavy, so they're difficult to handle for a lot of people, but also then they're expensive. So the UL listed batteries, just 5 kilowatt hours that have all the features you want, can cost $1,400. Whereas the cheap ones that you can get for $600 are not UL listed, and it's kind of like, yeah, do you want to roll the dice on that? I don't know. So it turns out that there's another really abundant source of batteries that are dirt cheap, and that is used EV batteries. Now, see, there are a number of EVs that were made years ago where the battery packs are not great anymore. They've lost some percentage of their capacity. Sometimes maybe they've lost 30 or 40 or even 50% of capacity. However, they still work. And as a result, even at 50% of capacity, if you can get them dirt cheap, you know, for essentially pennies on the dollar, they're still totally usable. Now, these are even heavier than the other rack mount batteries, so they do require special equipment to be able to handle. Typically, something like a forklift, but a lot of people have maybe a small hobby tractor where you can put a set of forks on the front, or if you have a bucket on the front of your tractor, you can sometimes just buy forks that attach to the bucket. Pretty inexpensively, actually. You can even get those on Amazon, and you can lift objects with a hobby tractor. And I've always said it's a good idea to have a small tractor anyway, something even 20 horsepower or even smaller, even if you only have a few acres. So you can, you know, move dirt around, move leaves around, you know, you can haul things. This is another use case for that kind of tractor. Oh, and by the way, in the years ahead, there will be all electric versions of tractors like that available, which will be even easier to maintain and even less expensive to operate. So that's something kind of cool to keep in mind. So anyway, when you buy a used car battery pack or EV battery pack, it arrives typically on a pallet, and it's shipped usually commercially. There's an extra fee for a lift gate if you want it dropped off at a residential address, typically if you don't have, you know, a loading dock or something like that. But it's still a bargain for the amount of power or storage of power that you are getting out of a used EV battery. Now, the advantage of these EV batteries is many of them have built-in coolant circulation pipes. So, you know, when it comes to vehicles or EVs, a battery heat management is really critical. They can't let the batteries get too hot, you know, especially lithium ion. If they get too hot, they start to have permanent damage, and they also swell. and they can start to burst. Bad things happen. So they have to manage the heat. And one of the ways they do that is that they have the batteries are in contact with a coolant pipeline system. And if you circulate even just water through that system, which can be done with a very inexpensive small pump, if you circulate water through there and then you dump the heat somewhere else, which can be done easily with just a fan blowing across, you know, PEX pipes or something. I mean, I'm not going to focus on all that right now, but it's pretty easy to do that. Then you can also manage the heat of these batteries relatively easily. Whereas when you buy typical off-grid batteries, they don't have a water cooling system. They normally have just a forced air cooling system. You got to blow fans through it, which it's just fine for many cases, but water cooling is much more efficient. And the EV batteries often have water cooling or, you know, liquid cooling built in. So that's pretty cool. There's another challenge in all of this, though, which is the communication between the inverter and the battery. So normally, of course, batteries have an onboard, what's called the BMS or battery management system. And there is an agreed upon protocol where batteries talk to inverters. And the inverters typically are all-in-one inverters that have charge controllers built in. And they determine how much charge the batteries can handle. And what is the battery temperature? You know, what is the battery voltage, etc. So that you don't try to overcharge a battery, generate too much heat, cause damage, things like that. The question is, how does an inverter talk to an old EV battery? That problem has been solved by a few people. I don't yet know the solution to that, but I know it has been solved, and I know that if it's been solved by somebody else, then we can solve it too. We might have to use some AI research agents. We might have to use, some kind of custom little electronics board or something, but it's solvable. Here's the thing. I'm inviting for an interview on Decentralized TV, a company that specializes in exactly this kind of thing. They replace EV batteries and they also reclaim or reuse EV batteries that have a secondary market. And so they know how to do this. I'm going to have them on the show and I'm going to, you know, try to learn and share this information with you so that if this is something you want to do, then this would be a way to do it. I want to do this myself. So my intention is to order one of these batteries, bring it into the studio actually, and then we're going to attempt to set it up with a charge controller, you know, the typical solar situation, but a small scale, just as a pilot project. And we're going to attempt to charge the EV battery and to make it work and to show you, you know, how all that's working. At least this is my intention, assuming we can make it all happen. Now, the Nissan Leaf was one of the earlier EVs that has since been, I don't know if it's abandoned or canceled or just not that popular anymore. But because it was very popular for quite some time, the Nissan Leaf has a lot of EV batteries available. So that turns out to be one of the most common batteries that you can get dirt cheap. You can even buy them on eBay. Sometimes these are like $500 on eBay and then $300 shipping or something. So for under $1,000, you can get essentially $10,000 or $20,000 worth of batteries, but, you know, partially used, obviously. And other times with different kinds of EV batteries, they'll have, of course, multiple cells inside. They might have like 40 cells in the pack. Other times you can potentially, if you know what you're doing and you have to be safe about it, but you can open up the battery. You can use like 38 out of 40 of the modules, which each one would have its own, you know, capability and voltage, whatever. It's a DIY project. And I'm not saying that's for the faint of heart if you have to disassemble it, but some people do that. Just be aware, if you do that, you know, those batteries have voltage. You don't want to be just reaching in there and touching contact surfaces on the batteries because they have power and, you know, sparks can fly and you could get shocked pretty badly if you don't know what you're doing. So maybe don't open it up if you're not a DIY person who's capable of all that. It's also good to have insulated tools like a screwdriver that's fully insulated, used by electricians. You can also buy insulation gloves so that if you do touch something, it doesn't, you know, the power doesn't come through to your heart or whatever. So just keep that in mind. Nevertheless, all that said, I mean, those dangers exist also with other battery systems. Anytime you're dealing with a lot of battery storage, there is a safety issue, especially with, you know, equalizing different battery packs when you connect them on a common bus, and then all of a sudden, you know, a massive amount of power flows from one battery to another, which is a big mistake, then that can be very dangerous as well. So keep these things in mind. Nevertheless, my goal is to show you that this is possible and that this might be, in fact, the least expensive way to have an off-grid battery storage project that can power your own home. There is enough power in a typical EV battery to power an entire typical home for several days. You know, some of those batteries could have still like 75 kilowatt hours or something like that. And that, you know, depending on your household needs, that could be enough for quite a while. Maybe not in the heat of summer running air conditioning or in the winter running heat all the time, but in many situations that can still get you through. So imagine connecting two or three of these that you've picked up for under $1,000 each. Now you're talking. Now you have real battery storage that hardly costs anything compared to buying all of this new, and you've helped to reclaim batteries that might otherwise end up in landfill or something. So you're acquiring batteries that don't require new mining, new manufacturing, new construction, etc. And by the way, it doesn't mean that you're just going to get crap batteries either. I've seen listings for batteries made by CATL, C-A-T-L, out of China, that were in a vehicle. And sometimes a vehicle gets wrecked and the battery pack is retrieved from the vehicle, even though the battery pack is itself not damaged, the vehicle is considered totaled, so then it's just parted out. And the battery pack is, of course, one of the most valuable parts in an EV. So that gets salvaged and then that gets sold off separately. It's perfectly good. So you can find deals like that. And that's what we're going to be looking into. So stay tuned. I'll keep you posted. Of course, you can watch all my episodes of Decentralized TV at the website decentralized.tv. And then for my regular podcasts and interviews and updates, you can find those at brightvideos.com. And then my articles and infographics are at naturalnews.com. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, and I'll do my best to help you put together a solution here for off-grid energy storage, because the grid is not reliable any longer, especially with all these data centers coming online, as you've probably seen. And they're cutting people off from the grid, too. Did you see that? Lake Tahoe cutting off almost 50,000 people from the power grid in 2027. It's like, good luck. No power for you, you know? It's like, no soup for you. No power. Wow. I guess we better figure this out quickly. So thanks for listening. Take care. The Health Rangers Store Memorial Day sale begins May 21st at 11 a.m. and it lasts through May 26th. We've got some great specials for you during that entire sale event. And it starts at 11 a.m. on May 21st. Double points on all purchases. This is huge. So in essence, you're getting about 10% back in terms of loyalty points that you can use against future purchases, or you can convert those points into book tokens to do full-length book creation at brightlearn.ai, or to do more in-depth research with our AI agents at brightanswers.ai. So those tokens are dual use, or you can just use
the loyalty points on future purchases at healthrangerstore.com. So I guess it's really triple use. But we've got a lot of things on sale. For example, organic lucuma powder, which is a nice natural sweetener, 40% off. We've got discounts on things like orange essential oil, groovy bee, superfood, freeze-dried organic whole corn, organic pumpkin spice oat latte powder. That's quite delicious, by the way. And many other products that will help you stock up on food as we are facing, you know, a situation in our world where food supplies are going to become quite critical in many areas. But on top of all of the food items and nutritional supplements and personal care that we have on sale with double points during this sale event, we also have third-party vendors that have extended discounts through our store that includes Nahaya Active Organics, which is a personal care and skincare line that's absolutely extraordinary. We have Sharky Forged Steel Tools at 20% off. That's highly unusual. We have the Garden Towers. We've got Delilah Home that has organic cotton and many other amazing fabrics. Those are 10% off. You can check out all the sale items at healthrangerstore.com/Memorial Day. All one word, no space, healthrangerstore.com/Memorial Day. And again, the sale begins at 11 a.m. on May 21st, and it lasts through May 26th. Again, double points on everything during this Memorial Day sale, which is equivalent to about 10% back on your purchases. And one of the best ways to remember all our loved ones during Memorial Day is to make sure that we are safe and secure for our families and for our futures. And so that's why I just want to emphasize more than any other year, right now we are facing a food crisis. We're facing obviously a fertilizer crisis, an energy crisis in our world. It has not been resolved yet. It's going to get more difficult for the rest of this year and into 2027. So right now at healthrangerstore.com, we have certified organic lab-tested food supplies, including long-term storable foods, many of them freeze-dried in number 10 steel cans that are sealed for ruggedness and portability and long-term durability. And I can't guarantee what our supplies are going to look like later on this year. So this is a great opportunity to stock up now while we have supplies, and we have them at relatively good prices. I mean, we haven't hiked our prices, but food inflation is going to kick in. The harvest season in the fall or even the winter coming up is going to be probably brutal in terms of scarcity and pricing. And there's no question that our prices will reflect that. So they will go higher naturally in the fall, the winter, and well into 2027. So right now, the best prices you're going to find, and huge discounts on many items, and roughly 10% back in terms of loyalty points on your purchases. So go to, again, healthrangerstore.com/Memorial Day, beginning May 21st at 11 a.m., and stock up, because we've got it. We've got it tested and clean, certified organic. We've got it all in our warehouses right here in Central Texas. So thank you for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I want to wish you all a happy Memorial Day. Take care.